With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Joseph Sternberg is here. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's also in London to observe life in London's parks. I understand that London's experienced some inclement weather these last hours, and so I can presume that park life is muted at the moment. The birds are there, but maybe people aren't because the weather isn't all that conducive. However, there is an offset. The pubs are open, and I go to the London Times. You need a newspaper to give you advice. Don't get too drunk inside pubs, Britain's told. People have been urged not to get too drunk now that they can go inside pubs, though the government's chief pandemic modeler has said it is, quote, odds on that restrictions will still end next month. Boris Johnson, the prime minister, said that guidance was changing so that, quote, you can make your own informed decisions, but please be cautious about the risk to your loved ones. Remember that close contact, such as hugging, is a direct way of transmitting this disease. Don't get too drunk. Joe, this is a peculiar nation sometimes. I can't imagine that information ever being given out by the White House or anyone in New York. Don't get too drunk. Good heavens. We're Puritans in comparison. Do you see behavior changing suddenly in the streets of London?
Well, I mean, as we're speaking, it's only been about a day that things have been reopened. But I think definitely the amount of excitement out there about the prospect that we have the option of indoor socializing in public again, that you can finally go into the restaurant, you can go into the pub, you can go into the theater, you can go into the museum. It is opening this whole new realm of socializing. I mean, you and I for a year have been talking about parks, but finally it seems like the good news is actually that you can go somewhere other than the park if you want to socialize out of your home. And, you know, the sense is that there's a huge amount of enthusiasm about finally being able to do this, just because it is another opportunity for people to finally be sociable with each other. For all of the talk about hugging or alcohol, what is really at issue here is people's ability to see their friends face-to-face instead of on the end of a phone call or a online chat or a Zoom call, to be able to do something as basic and traditional as sharing a meal or sharing a drink. I think there's a lot of excitement about that.
To be pedestrian, the masks, the president has said here that the masks come off if you're fully vaccinated. Even the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who is well known for being cautious, has said the masks can come off if you're fully vaccinated. Are the masks off in London?
No, the masks are not off here. And, even more frustrating, there's not a clear signal on when they will come off because the government is still insisting that everyone should wear a mask even if they've been vaccinated. And, I think that this is an interesting cultural issue. The resistance here is to creating segments of the population. I think that there is a sense on the part of the government that culturally it's easier to get people to comply with these sorts of regulations if there's a sense that everyone equally has to do it. Now, that kind of bumps up against the fact that you also want to incentivize uptake of the vaccine, and surely giving people some prospect of going back to normal life more quickly would do it. But this is the sort of thing where I think that if the government believes that masks accomplish something, then you have to think about, culturally and politically, what's the best way to get people to do it.
The concern I also have about life in London, going back to the office, because that now becomes a debate here in New York and other large cities in America, certainly, going back to the office. You've noted these last weeks the increase in traffic, foot traffic and vehicle traffic, the metro, people are returning. Joe, I tell you, the New York City subway is back 24/7, which is a joy, considering how odd it was those nights where they shut it down. So are all those things going in train in London? Are the towers in the city opening again? Are people talking about going back to the office, turning off Zoom, anything like that?
Yes. I mean, anecdotally, I am hearing more and more people who are saying that they're returning to their offices, maybe not full time, but certainly part time. They might go in a few days and then work from home the rest of the week. But I think that what's happening here is the same as elsewhere, where there's just a lot of enthusiasm to get back to the office. I think that, you know, people understand the virtues of the flexibility of being able to work from home sometimes, but they also just want to be able to go into the office, work alongside their colleagues again. And so it has been a big relief to people that that is becoming possible now.
Have you heard anything about your offices opening, Joe? Because I'm waiting to hear about my offices in Manhattan.
Well, I think that certainly my company is one of many that is currently in the middle of a reopening plan. And I think that there's been, as with so many companies, there's been a big investment over the past year in terms of, you know, doing it in ways where they can keep going with the social distancing and waiting until the broader health situation was such that it became possible. But, you know, again, I think that I am not alone in saying that, you know, many of my colleagues are eager to go back into the office when we're able to.
I would agree that the life, the countryside, has its joys. But the repetitiveness of it sometimes, Joe, do you know what day it is every day of the week? Because I don't sometimes. Do you ask somebody, is it Tuesday or Thursday?
Well, it's one of the virtues of writing for a newspaper. You always kind of have to know what day it is anyway. But I definitely think that this is a big cultural thing that people have understood, how much going into the office was part of the rhythm of your life, and it became the way that you would kind of calibrate where you were in the week or the month or the year. And it's been very disruptive for people to lose that kind of rhythm to their working lives. And it's going to be a huge relief to a lot of people to get that back.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes political economics. He is based in London. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.